Svetasvatara Upanishad, Part 1. The lovers of Brahman ask, what is the source of this universe? What is Brahman? From where do we come? By what power do we live? Where do we find rest? Who rules over our joys and sorrows, O seers of Brahman? Shall we think of time, or of the own nature of things, or of a law of necessity, or of chance, or of the elements, or of the power of creation, of woman or man? Not a union of these, for above them is a soul who thinks. But our soul is under the power of pleasure and pain. By the yoga of meditation and contemplation, the wise saw the power of God hidden in his own creation. It is he who rules over all the sources of this universe, from time to the soul of man. And they saw the wheel of his power made of one circle, 3 layers, 16 parts, 50 spokes, 20 counterspokes, 6 groups of 8, 3 paths, 1 rope of innumerable strands, and the great illusion. 3 layers, the 3 constituents of nature, light, fire and darkness. 16 parts, or segments of the rim of the wheel. The 5 elements, 5 means to know, 5 means to do, and the mind. 50 spokes, 50 states of consciousness, as taught in the Sankhya wisdom. 5 kinds of error, 28 of weakness, 9 of joy, and 8 of achievement. 20 counterspokes, 10 senses and their 10 objects. 6 groups of 8, forms of nature, constituents of the body, powers of yoga, modes of feeling, gods and virtues. 3 paths, the yoga of light, of love, and of life. 1 rope of innumerable strands, desire of innumerable forms. The great illusion, the illusion which sees the one as 2. They also saw the river of life impetuously rushing with the 5 streams of sense feelings, which come from 5 sources, the 5 elements. Its waves are moved by 5 breathing winds, and its origin is a 5-fold fountain of consciousness. This river has 5 whirlpools, and the violent waves of 5 sorrows. It has 5 stages of pain, and 5 dangerous windings and turnings. In this vast wheel of creation, wherein all things live and die, wanders round the human soul like a swan in restless flying, and she thinks that God is afar. But when the love of God comes down upon her, then she finds her own immortal life. Exalted in songs has been Brahman. In him are God and the world and the soul, and he is the imperishable supporter of all. When the seers of Brahman see him in all creation, they find peace in Brahman and are free from all sorrows. God upholds the oneness of this universe, the seen and the unseen, the transient and the eternal. The soul of man is bound by pleasure and pain, but when she sees God, she is free from all fetters. There is the soul of man with wisdom and unwisdom, power and powerlessness. There is nature, prakriti, which is creation for the sake of the soul. And there is God, infinite, omnipresent, who watches the work of creation.